there's something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal.
Well, that's cornmeal dumplings, then.
Well, okay. And then there's the kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan, and it comes out soft, and you dish it out like you dish out mashed potatoes onto your plate beside your meat.
Mush.
There are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called... There are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called...
Loaf bread. Loaf.
Okay. What is fried deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donuts.
Any other name for it in any other shape or way of making it? Do they have other names for it if it's not, you know, made with a hole in the center? Do you know of?
Okay.
If you take a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it, what do you call that? How about tell me how you and Granddad used to make your donuts?
Well, you just make your batter and then you have your deep fat and then cut them out and then put them in this deep fat, and then when they get done, roll them in sugar, powdered sugar, and that makes a real nice donut and also delicious.
Sometimes you make the batter and fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter. What would you call these?
Almost flapjacks or either pancakes or what have you.
What would they always be made out of? Wheat flour?
Well, they would be buckwheat cakes.
Okay, you went to the store to buy a blank of butter.
Pound of butter.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder? If you were making bread, you want rice, and you didn't use baking powder or soda, what would you use?
Yeast cake.
Okay, what are the two parts of the egg?
The white and the yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Okay, if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in too hot water, what kind are they?
Poached eggs.
Alright. When we cook our beans, our dried beans sometimes, you know, instead of putting grease in it, we put what?
Salt pork.
When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it? We usually eat it for breakfast.
Bacon.
Okay, what's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called?
The rind.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs?
Well, that'd be stuffy bacon.
Okay. The kind of meat that comes in little links or on a chain?
That's sausage meat.
Who kills and sells the meat?
Well, they're a farmer, the one that raises them.
Okay, say he wasn't a farmer, but he had a meat shop. What would you call a guy that ran a meat shop?
A butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Rank.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Make all the...